Masechet Zevachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Now we'll go back to the topic of a person having an improper kavanah but intending to eat the meat or burn the emurin past the proper time or outside of the appropriate place. We learned that if somebody offers a korban that is supposed to be eaten and he offers it with the intention to burn it, or something is supposed to be burnt and he offers it with the intention to be eaten or past its time, or he intends to bring it in an improper spot, that korban is considered to be invalid. In a situation where a person has the mindset that he wants to eat it past the proper time, it also would become pigul, or offer it out of its proper time, it would also become pigul. Now we'll talk about a case where he intends to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten, or to burn something that's not supposed to be burnt. Mishnah says, Hashuhaitet hazevach le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol, ulhaktir davar she'en darko lehaktir kasher. If somebody slaughters a korban with the intention to eat part of it that's not meant to be eaten, like the emurin, which is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, or to burn, he has intention to burn on the mizbeach a part that's not supposed to be burnt, like the meat of the korban, which is supposed to be eaten. In both of these cases, he had in mind to do things past their time or outside of their place. We say the korban is kasher. It's a kosher, valid korban. Intentions about eating or burning have the power to invalidate the korban only if they're about things that are supposed to be eaten or supposed to be burnt. But if they're about things that are not supposed to be eaten or not supposed to be burnt, they would not invalidate the situations. What we're saying basically is you could only invalidate something with an improper thought if that thought is semi a correct thought. If I'm having an incorrect thought about eating it, then and it's a korban that's supposed to be eaten, then it could invalidate the korban. But if it's not supposed to be eaten in the first place, that thought doesn't manifest and doesn't become something, so therefore it doesn't create a invalid korban. But Rabbi Eliezer invalidates this korban as well. He says that the pasuk that talks about eating or burning the parts of the korban are used in an interchangeable way. In other words, when we talk about pigul and we refer to eating parts of the korban or burning parts that should be burnt, we refer that to that in both places as he'achol ya'achel. We use the double wordage over there, one talking about eating and one talking about burning. So according to the Billy Ezed, what we learn from here is that the intentions of eating or burning are sort of interchangeable when they come to pigul, and therefore, even if a korban wasn't supposed to be eaten and I had an improper thought about eating it, that could turn it into a problematic situation, an invalid korban. Le'echol davar shidarko le'echol, ulhaktir davar shidarko le'haktir, pachot mikazayit. If somebody slaughtered with the intention to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, piece of meat, or to burn something that's supposed to be burned, and he had the intention of doing it past its proper time or outside of its proper place, but the intention was only about less than a kazayit of meat or of the imurin, we say kasher, the korban is valid. The eating that the Torah talks about is only eating if it's bigger than a kazayit. That's considered to be a halachic action of eating or a halachic action of burning. So therefore, if a person had an intention to do something to less than a kazayit of the korban, it's not considered to be an intention about eating or burning. Le'echol kahatzi zayit, ulhakir kahatzi zayit, kasher. If he's slaughtered intending to eat half a kazayit of meat past the time, and also to burn half a kazayit of emurin past the proper time, the korban is still kasher, even though both of these intentions were improper. And if you added up both the volume of both of these intentions, they both equal a kazayit, we'll still say it doesn't matter. She'en achila v'haktara mistarefin, because the acts of eating and burning do not combine to create a single act. The intentions about eating and burning do not combine into one. So therefore, since the intentions that were both improper were both about less than a kazayit, they cannot invalidate the korban.